Welcome to The Bible Tells Me So, a program sponsored by Starting With Jesus. I'm Miss Katie, your host today, and we have Micah to read our questions. Pastor Jonathan is going to help us find the answers in our Bible, and Aiden will read the Bible verse for us. Do you have your Bible ready? If you don't, you might want to go and get it so we can find and read the answers together. Let's go ahead and get started. Today's question is from Madison. Micah, what does Madison ask? What's her question?
When we are in heaven, will we see our friends?
That's a great question, Madison. Turn with me to John chapter 3 and verse 16. Some of you may not need to turn in your Bibles because you have this verse memorized. But if you don't have it memorized, I'd like you to turn with me in your Bibles. John chapter 3 and verse 16.
If you need more time, press pause. When you're ready, press play again. Aiden, can you read John chapter 3, verse 16 for us?
For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whoever believes in him should not perish but have everlasting life.
So you've heard this verse probably a number of times. Your parents have probably heard it hundreds or thousands of times. But I want you to notice something here. It says that God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son. That's Jesus. That whoever believes in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. So I want you to look at this verse and think about your friends. How many friends do you have?
Yeah, you might have a few friends, or you might have lots and lots of friends.
I'm guessing that you probably just have a few friends that you are super close to and that you want to see in heaven. So I had a best friend when I was little. His name was Paul. So I'm just going to use Paul in this verse. God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that when Paul believes in him, Paul should not perish, but have everlasting life. So put the name of your friend in this verse, and it tells us that because God loved the world so much, that because he gave Jesus, if your friend chooses to believe and trust in Jesus, he or she does not have to perish, but they can have everlasting life. And that means you'll get to see them in heaven.
That's pretty exciting. When our friends love Jesus, when they follow Jesus, they're going to be in heaven and we'll get to see them there. I want to be in heaven, don't you? Thanks so much, Madison, for that question. If you have a question that you want answered, go ahead and send them to us at seedpod@startingwithjesus.com, and we can let you know when your question will be on our program. We are so glad that you joined us today, and we want to remind you to start each and every day with Jesus. Hello, friends. Welcome to the Seed Pod for Kids. Thank you for joining me today as we spend time with our friend Jesus. Spending time with Jesus is the best way to start your day. Let's begin our time together praising him. Have you ever worn a crown? Maybe you've pretended to be a prince or a princess. I know I did when I was a little girl. Did you know the most expensive crown in the world belongs to the United Kingdom? The crown is worn by the royal family. It is made of solid gold. There are over 2,800 diamonds, 17 sapphires, 11 emeralds, 269 pearls, and 4 rubies. It weighs almost 5 pounds or 2.23 kilograms. It is said to cost over 39 million U.S. dollars. There are many other extravagant crowns in different countries, but when Jesus is crowned, what do you think his crown will look like? He is the King of the universe. He is God. We shall hail him as our Redeemer because he died for us, and we will never fail of singing his praise. Have you ever had somebody leave and you were really sad to see them go? I remember when I was living in Michigan and I had my little boy who was very little, and I would go out to visit my parents who lived in California. Well, I would fly on the airplane and go visit them and have such a wonderful time. But you know what? When it was time to leave, it was hard to leave because I didn't know when I'd see them again. I knew that they might come out sometime, or I didn't know when I would be back, and it made it really hard. But there have been other times when I would go out to visit my parents, and when the visit was all done, they would say, "Well, we'll see you in 10 days when we come out to Michigan to see you." Do you think it was easy to say goodbye then? Yes, because I knew, oh, they're going to be back. I'm going to see them again. I kind of think of that as when Jesus left his disciples, he said that he would come again. Those angels told the disciples that just as Jesus left is the same way he was coming back. Is it easier when you know that you're going to see somebody again to say goodbye? Oh, so much easier. We're going to get into today's lesson, but first let's bow our heads and pray. Lord, we are so thankful to spend this time with you. Please open our eyes, open our hearts, open our ears, put away the distractions. Help us to focus on you. Amen. Jesus had just gone back to heaven, but two of the angels from the bright cloud that Jesus went into had reminded the disciples that what would happen? Jesus would come back. This same Jesus, the angels had said. It was true. Jesus had gone back to heaven, but he was still human. He was still the very same wonderful Jesus who had been with them. He had eaten with them. He had walked many miles with them. He had been hungry and tired with them. He had helped them so many times. This same Jesus. He was going to come back someday. As the disciples walked back to Jerusalem, perhaps they remembered Jesus' promise in John chapter 14, verse 1 through 3. Do you have these verses memorized? I memorized them when I was a child. John chapter 14, verses 1 through 3. John chapter 14. And once you find chapter 14, we're going to read verse 1, 2, and 3. Jesus made a promise. And you know when Jesus makes a promise, what happens? It always comes true because Jesus keeps his promises. John chapter 14, verse 1 through 3. Here's what it says.
Let not your heart be troubled. You believe in God, believe also in me. In my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you. I go to prepare a place for you. And if I go to prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you to myself, that where I am, there you may be also.
Jesus had said that he was going to come again. He had to go prepare a place for us. And if he goes, what's he going to do? Come again and take us to live with him. When people saw the disciples in Jerusalem without Jesus, they were sure that they would be sad. Their friend left. Wouldn't you be sad? Yeah. But instead, guess what? Their faces showed that they were happy. They knew that Jesus would keep his promise to come back. He said it. It would happen. Jesus had told his disciples to wait in Jerusalem until the Holy Spirit came, just as he had promised. They had returned to the upper room where they had eaten the Passover supper with Jesus. But you know what? They didn't just sit there waiting around. When's the Holy Spirit going to come? Has he come yet? I don't know. How do you think we'll know if he's come? Well, I don't know. How do you think? Well, Jesus said to wait here. I'm waiting. Well, so am I. No, they weren't sitting there waiting and arguing and twiddling their thumbs. Do you know what twiddling your thumbs is? Twiddling your thumbs is where you kind of fold your hands, like lace your fingers through, and then you make your thumbs go around and around and around each other. They kind of go around each other. That's not what they were doing. How do I know? Because the Bible tells us that that's not what they were doing. Let's see what they were really doing. Let's look up Luke chapter 24, verse 49. Luke chapter 24, and then you're going to read verse 49. Luke chapter 24, verse 49. If you need more time, press pause and then press play when you're ready, okay? Get your Bible, look up Luke chapter 24, verse 49. Here's what it says.
Behold, I send the promise of my Father upon you, but tarry in the city of Jerusalem until you are endued with power from on high.
So Jesus had told them to tarry or to wait until the Holy Spirit came. Now, what were they doing while they were waiting? That's what Acts tells us. So we're going to look at Acts chapter 1, verse 12, 13, and 14. Okay? Acts chapter 1, verse 12, 13, and 14. Let's see what that says.
Then they returned to Jerusalem from the mount called Olivet, which is near Jerusalem, a Sabbath day's journey. And when they had entered, they went up into the upper room where they were staying. Peter, James, John, and Andrew, Philip, and Thomas, Bartholomew, and Matthew, James, the son of Alphaeus, and Simon the Zealot, and Judas, the son of James. These all continued with one accord in prayer and supplication, with the women and Mary, the mother of Jesus, and with his brothers.
All right, so here's the timeline of events. They come back from Jerusalem, from the Mount of Olives, which is where Jesus had ascended, right? They come back. They go into where? The upper room where they were staying. Okay. Who was there? Let's see who was there. Peter was there, right? The Bible says Peter. Who else? James, John, and Andrew. There were some more people. Philip, Thomas, Bartholomew, and Matthew. James, the son of Alphaeus, Simon the Zealot, and Judas, the son of James. This is not Judas Iscariot, because remember he had died. This is a different Judas. They all continued with one accord in prayer and supplication, with the women and Mary, the mother of Jesus, and with his brothers. So you have the disciples there, some extra followers. You have the women and Mary, the mother of Jesus, his brothers. They're all there. Now they're not twiddling their thumbs. What does that say? What were they doing? They were continuing in one accord. What is one accord? Is that a car? There's some jokes about that. And no, it is not a Honda Accord. They were not sitting in a car. In one accord, that means in unity. They were on the same page. They had the same desires. They were in prayer and supplication. What is supplication? Supplication is asking. So they were praying and talking to God, and they were asking him for help, for his Holy Spirit. They were asking him to prepare them for what he was going to do in their lives. They were there. They were not twiddling their thumbs. They were not in a car. They were in that room all together, praying together, asking God for help, and they were all unified. They were all doing the same thing. They were all asking for the same thing. They were waiting for Jesus to fulfill his promise. Are we waiting for Jesus to fulfill his promise to come back? I know I am. Jesus has said that he will come again. Aren't you glad? But he wants us to tell the world, to tell others about him and about his love. In order to do that, we need the Holy Spirit that Jesus promised. And next week, we are going to learn about the disciples and how they knew for sure that the Holy Spirit was with them. Ooh, that's something exciting, something we get to find out about next time. So you won't want to miss it. You'll want to join us. Let's pray and let's thank Jesus for his promises and that he is with us always, okay? Dear Lord, thank you so much that you have promised that you will never leave us or forsake us. You promise that you are with us always, even to the end of the world. I am so thankful that you're with us. Go with us today. Walk right beside us, side by side. Help us in the choices that we make today, in the decisions that we make, in our attitudes, and in our conversations. Let your Spirit be in our hearts. Amen. It's our last day for our memory verse. Let's go ahead and sing Acts chapter 1, verse 11.
Acts 1:11.
Bible story material used in today's devotional podcast has been used with permission from My Bible First. If you would like your own copy, please visit My Bible First at www.mybiblefirst.org or call 877-242-5317. For more information about this program and others like it, check out the description below.